Is that the only thing you ever call them?
Curtains or blinds.
Okay. Well, the ones that go up and down. Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. A little room off the bedroom to hang up your clothes in.
Closet.
If you didn't have a built-in closet, what did you put your clothes in when you were growing up?
Just hung them on the side of the wall.
On a nail?
On a nail.
Okay. The room at the top of the house just under the roof is called what?
The attic.
The room that you cook in is called?
Kitchen.
What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra dishes, if you have that?
Pantry.
What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you are about to throw away? You have a bunch of, say, discarded furniture and old dishes, and it's not any use to you anymore, and you're about to throw it away. You say, I'm going to throw away this pile of...
junk.
Do you call it anything other than junk?
Trash.
Okay, anything else? Is that what you would call it?
I reckon.
What would you call a room that is used to store odds and ends in? An extra room that you would put things that you didn't necessarily want company to see. What would you call that kind of room? What did you call this room on your, the first house you lived in, this little room sometimes? Did you refer to it as something else?
The little side room or the little room.
Did you ever refer to it as the junk room?
Yes.
Speaking of daily housework, you say a woman does what every morning? When you sweep and dust and put things right, what do you say you're doing?
Cleaning the house.
Okay. What do you sweep with?
Broom.
Years ago on Monday, usually women did their...
washing.
On Tuesdays, what did they do?
Ironing.
What might you call both washing and ironing together? You say I'm doing the... if you're doing both washing and ironing and you're referring to it as one thing, I'm doing the... did you just refer to it separately as washing and ironing?
Yes.
Okay. The place in town where a bachelor might have his shirts done would be called what?
Cleaners.
Okay. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Stairs.
What is built outside the house to walk on and put chairs on? This thing that goes across the front of the house that's open, what do you call that?
Porch.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call it anything else?
No.
Okay. Can you have a porch on more than one floor? If you've got a two-story house, would you call the upper? If you had a thing above your bottom porch, would you call that a porch up there too? Or would you have another name for it? What would you call the one upstairs? Would it still be a porch?
It'd still be a porch, can
okay. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to do what to the door?
Close the door. Okay.
What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Drop siding.
Okay. If you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and I did what to the nail? If you're going to hit a nail, you're going to do what?
Hit it. Do you nail it.
Okay, do you use another word for it? I did something to the nail. I'd blank it in.
I drive it in.
Okay. If a nail ripped your stocking, you took a hammer and did what to the nail? Okay, if you were still talking about the same nail, would you say, I drove the nail in?
I'd drive the nail in if
okay. It
ripped the stone.
Okay. I want to hang something out in the barn, so I just took a nail and did what to it?